Now, unfortunately, John, you've been the butt of many jokes in our office, haven't you? Over the
Which ones?
Well, we often say that you'd actually lose your head if it wasn't screwed on properly. How many times have you actually had to leave the office after you got in to drive back home or go somewhere else because you've actually either lost something or dropped something or just forgotten something? Well, what if there was a device that sent you an SMS message to notify you that you've actually lost it and to tell you where it is? Do you reckon that would come in handy?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, your keys, your wallet, your phone.
It would be fantastic.
Apart from the times that we've hidden your phone in the roof and then called it.
It would be fantastic.
Now, Eugene Holdenson has created RagTagD. At the moment, it's a simple smart tag that can be attached to school uniforms. So if any item with a tag attached turns up at a lost property area, sensors in the area detect the unique tag and then send you a text message straight away. So say, hey, here it is. It's in lost property. Now, what they're hoping to do, though, is expand this because there's obviously so many other good uses it can be put to.
It's a very good idea, this, because my boy, he's 9, but he's like chip off the old block. Where's your hat? Where's your school bag? Where's that lunchbox? This would be absolutely perfect. The founder of RagTag, Eugene Holdenson, joins us on the line to tell us more. Eugene, good morning.
Good morning, Joe and Gary. How are you going?
Very well, Eugene. Thanks for joining us. You're only 23, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
How did you first come up with the idea?
Well, during uni break last year, I spent some time assisting at a school, and I saw parents coming in every morning tearing their hair out, like spending time sifting through lost property. So I thought, this is crazy. There's got to be a way to help parents find their kids' stuff, because there's literally $2,500 worth of clothing lying in lost property at the time.
So you came up with the idea. Are you doing a computer course, or what are you doing at uni?
I was studying economics at UNSW, but I dropped out to start this business. It's actually completely unrelated.
Okay, so you've kicked off the business and it's taken off?
Yeah, so we've launched at a bunch of local schools on the North Shore, and it's in the hands of parents. Parents are activating their tags every day, and we're pretty excited to say that just recently our system sent its first SMS to parents, letting them know that their kids' clothing was in lost property. It's all working.
So just explain the technology of how it works. So my boy's hat, for instance, I attach something. It wouldn't be very big, would it? It'd be very small, some sort of sensor.
A tiny little fabric tag, and basically what happens...
A fabric tag, so it's not hard?
No, it's not hard.
Okay.
It's a little silicon thing inside a fabric pouch.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you buy your hat or jumper from school, the tag's already attached. So you don't have to do anything. And all you need to do is activate the tag, and that's a 10-second SMS process. Very simple.
It's just the tip of the iceberg, though, because, I mean, I would have thought there's a market there, obviously, for schools, but last year we did a story on the lost property section and for Sydney Trains, and a phenomenal amount of stuff ends up in lost property there at sporting stadiums. You can apply this right across the board, can't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to say too much now because I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise. But we are looking at developing a new product for trains and buses, and we're very confident that that will eventually happen.
Can you just explain, so you've got the tag, okay, it's on the boy's hat. So if he doesn't come home with it and it ends up in the lost property section, what then triggers? What's the technology that then triggers an SMS? What happens?
So basically we have a smart sensor that's in lost property.
And in the lost property area?
Correct. And my brilliant co-founder, Chloe Blattman, she's the one that's developing all the hardware for the startup. And basically that smart sensor detects when the tag is in lost property.
So when it arrives in lost property, the sensor detects it and then sends this SMS to my phone saying your boy's hat's in lost property.
Correct. It's really simple.
But in theory, you could leave one of those sensors in most rooms of your house because it could detect where your car keys are and where your wallet is.
Correct. There are a couple of other technologies out there which are useful for different use cases, like Bluetooth. So the technology that we're using, which is kind of similar to what stores use for their security devices when you walk out the doors.
Okay. So could you put one of these tags, for instance, on an umbrella?
Yes, and that's something we want to do.
Ooh.
Something that's definitely a couple of months down the pipeline, as is tags for lunchboxes and water bottles, which also get commonly lost.
And what about your car in one of those big multi-story car parks where you can't remember where you park? Can you do it for that as well?
Yeah. Maybe in the future, yeah. The possibilities truly are endless. with this technology.
All right. Well, what's the cost of say for each of these tags?
Well, surprisingly, we've been able to keep the price really, really low. So a part of our mission at Ragtag was to be able to bring this product to anyone, no matter if they're at private or public schools. So we're actually only charging $2.50 on top of that. Or jumper for a tag.
$2.50.
Eugene, I'm
bad.
Fascinated. You've dropped out of university to follow this course. You were doing what, economics, as you said. So you've obviously got an eye for a dollar. What's your business plan here? You're going to take this national?
Yeah, definitely.
And who's funding you? Who's funding the whole operation?
I'm actually funding it at the moment, but we're just about to raise money on the back of really successful early trials at our early adopters on the North Shore. But what's the business model? The business model, well, I guess the first thing, like I said before, is that we really want this to be in the hands of every parent. And a part of that means that we want to be all across Australia. I guess we're not making much money, but if we're in all the schools across Australia or as many as possible, then it should, you know, be a half-decent business.
Yep. All right, we've got a question from Ramona about this. Hello, Ramona.
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering, great idea. What happens when you have to wash the jumper?
Eugene?
Great question, Ramona. It's completely waterproof and laundry-proof.
Really?
The little tag inside the fabric pouch is covered in a silicone, which allows it to be washed up to 200 times and lasts for 4 years.
All right, Ramona, there's your answer. This terrific idea. Very good, Eugene. You'll get people asking about all of this, and you could take over the world with this one. And it's completely safe, is it? People will be worried about something, you know, next to their kid's body that might be, some sort of waves or whatever it might be. That's all safe?
It's completely safe. There's no battery, no power inside, and the only time it works is when it's sitting next to our lost coffee sensor.
You're dealing here with Professor John Stanley. What waves are you talking about?
I don't know.
About?
Some sort of,
You put your little tinfoil hat waves. Back. Put your tinfoil hat back on. You'll be right. You'll be safe.
Good luck, Eugene.
You'd lose the sensor.
So, people, you've got a website, RAGTAGD?
Yeah, .com. That's right. And as a young company, we'd love some more local schools in the area to join on board.
Very good.
A really great product for parents.
All right, Eugene. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thank you, fellas.
Eugene Holdenson there. Now, that's a very good idea, isn't it?
It's just one of those great ideas. You just know it's going to work.